Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show on a Friday in San Antonio. I'm joined by Mr. Brad Marcelino, the minor league hitting coordinator for the Arizona Diamondbacks, as the Saudis go for their third straight win here tonight. And Brad, it's a hot one here in San Antonio. I want to just ask you generally your thoughts about how this Sod Poodle offense has performed to start 2026.
Yeah, I mean, we want to obviously continue to develop the guys with urgency and every day as far as how they're going through their process of their work. So I think overall, you know, you look at guys individually, guys progressing nicely. Some guys are not off to the starts that maybe want, but it's still early in the season, so there's perspective there. As a group, there's definitely signs of guys starting to do the right things on what we believe in with our identity as an organization, which is 9-on-1, pass the baton, tough outs, those types of things. So looks like the guys are starting to come along nicely.
This is your third season in this role. What do you like the most about traveling through this system?
I think it's, you develop relationships with all these guys. It's different than being a hitting coach in the bunker with guys each and every night. But, you know, I've had a lot of these guys when I was in Visalia. So to see them grow up, it's cool, right? It's like one of those moments where you get to see them kind of graduate from the younger, lower levels, get here, and seeing kind of how they're progressing. So, yeah, we have prospects all over the organization, obviously, so it's good to see how they progress, and you kind of like let them go and do their thing, and our hitting coaches obviously are killing it with what they're doing with those guys. So yeah, it's cool to see them.
You had the amazing opportunity to manage Team Great Britain in the World Baseball Classic. Your family has a long history with Team Great Britain. That had to have just been a great honor for you.
Yeah, unreal experience, man. Just lucky, fortunate that the Diamondbacks let me do that. But it was cool to see some of the D-backs as well. Alec Thomas, freaking single up the middle, which, it's one of those ones where you see him every day, you're throwing BP to him, then all of a sudden he comes up. So it's good to go through that experience. I think it helps me personally, personally just as far as development. But I also think it just, the perspective you get coaching in that environment is, it's tough to describe, honestly, but it was a lot of fun.
Manny Pena is off to an amazing start here in his second year at the AA level. He's still young for this level.
Yeah.
What do you think he's doing specifically that's allowed him to have so much success?
Yeah, Manny's, when he's locked in, you guys have seen it, right? Like he goes off with the best of them. So I think continue for him to progress. Like we want him to continue to be the guy who he is, but we also want him to develop his strike zone awareness. Swing decisions, dominating the zone, those types of things. So I know he, when he does that, and for everyone really, but like especially for him, when he's swinging at pitches that he wants versus what pitchers are not necessarily getting him out, it's like, okay, how are you getting yourself out type of thing. So I think him maturing along those lines is important for him this year, but off to a great start. Can't wait to see how he finishes.
Me too. Two young infielders that kind of get paired together, Luis and Tarine, are the two youngins on this ball club. And there's been moments where it seems like, the AA arms might be a little much for them right now, but there's other times where it's like, okay, yeah, these guys are ready. Yeah. You have general thoughts on them?
Yeah. Those two guys, have seen them for a long time. I think they're special talents. I think they have the ability to do that. I think a lot of these guys, they all have those. You look at the Cerettis, the Penas, Drew, the outfielders, Francos. They all have the talent and the ability. It's about, and it's always really about, like, how can we get them to have clarity on who they are and how are they going to, what type of version are they going to be in the big leagues, right? So I think sometimes you get to this level and you're kind of like, Reno's coming up, the big leagues are coming up. You may try to be different than who you actually are true to. So I think getting clarity on that is the first thing. And then consistency, right? I think that's what the guys in the big leagues do that stay there for a long time.
I want to ask about Drew specifically.
Yeah.
What are you working on with him the most right now? Because like you said, there's been really good flashes of it. And obviously his defense and everything else is fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, you can throw him in the big leagues right now as a center fielder.
Yep.
Offensively, he's always kind of historically been a slow starter. He doesn't want to, obviously, from what he's doing right now, he's not happy with the results, which, it's apparent, right? Like the numbers are kind of what they are. But I think more importantly, there's things underneath the numbers that point to us wanting to him mature a certain way. And I think, like, in the end of the day, this is going to be really good. I think a lot of guys, they struggle for the first time, maybe even in the big leagues type of thing, right? Like, or not even before this. So I think this built armor for him. So I think it's eventually going to be a good thing in his progress. And for us, it's like, okay, what version of Drew Jones do we have in 29, right? 28.
Yep.
So I think that's part of it is, like, and it's hard, right? Like, the guys are trying to get you out.
Yeah.
Right? It's relentless. It's nonstop. So I think that's part of it, too, is just him having that perspective and just continue on the process every day of his work.
Last one for you. Yeah. Danny Cerretti, Rule 5 pick,
yeah,
already off to an all-world start. And he didn't hit a ton in the Tigers organization, but yeah, now he is. What, to your eyes, is he doing from both sides of the plate?
Yeah, he... Man, he came into spring training and he was immediately hot. I think he had an interesting offseason where he prepared. I know he got a ton of at-bats on Traject,
yep,
at North Carolina.
Yep.
So I think, you know, a lot of these guys, it's like you get to June and July, then all of a sudden they kind of start to take off.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's kind of like in that June and July moment right now. But yeah, it's cool to watch. Like, he's kind of in that blackout unconscious mode, which is great. So can't wait, man. Like, I think he's a great addition, and continue to see him, how he progresses in other parts of this game. But right now he's setting the world on fire.
Brad, thanks for the time. We'll catch up with you soon.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.